Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a getaway Friday morning, Friday, September the 29th, 2023, 14 coming up on 15 minutes past the hour. And it is a real getaway Friday because this is the last Friday in the month of September. September. And it's a big day here on WGH Talk because we've got a fully loaded crew, fully loaded stacked crew all day here on WGH Talk. Sean Kraft will be joining us momentarily. Matt Morgan in studio here this morning. Pastor Steve Whitaker coming up at 9:15 a.m. this morning. Then we'll have Sean and Matt again at 10:15 a.m. this morning. Pastor Craig at 11:15, and then Sean, Matt, Pastor Craig, and myself all together like a big happy family at 12:15. And then tonight during the Friday Night Live program, we'll have Matt and myself and Sean and who knows who else might wander in. Now, Carrington's on vacation this week, so she will not be here this Friday, but hopefully she's having a good time in Florida, and I think she gets back tonight, from what I understand, some like midnight or something. Matt, how's it going?
It's going. How you doing, Scott?
Good. Now, today's the day, because today, I can't say that you're a teenager anymore. We have no teenagers here anymore. You're 20. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Now, how does it feel to be 20?
The same it felt to be 19.
No different, huh?
No different.
No different. Now, are you going to do the Green Day joke?
Oh, yeah, we can. Somebody's got to wake Green Day up soon, because September's almost over.
Now, tell people who might not understand what that joke is about, what it's about.
One of Green Day's most popular songs is called Wake Me Up When September Ends.
Now, why is that? What is that song about?
I have no clue.
I've heard it.
It's a good song, though.
It's a good song. All right, phone lines are open, by the way. We are in the office today, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you want to give us a buzz, we'll get you up on the air. Now, did you hear the show yesterday?
I did not know.
We had an exclusive interview with the world-famous mentalist, the amazing Kreskin.
Oh, yeah, my grandma was telling me about that, actually.
Oh, she heard it?
Yeah.
Oh, this was big. Because she came here first, or he came here first, to make his big announcement that what's going to happen during the election next year, 403 days from now. And here's what is going to happen. Are you ready for this?
I am.
First on this show yesterday morning, the United States of America is going to end.
What?
See, that's breaking news. That kind of puts that whole CNN, Fox News, MSNBC to shame.
And this is the dude who has predicted presidential elections with 100%
accuracy? 100%
accuracy. And he says that we're coming to an end.
The United States of America will be coming to an end by the next election if we don't make some changes. 403 days from yesterday. So I guess we're at 402 now.
That's always good.
I thought it was just fascinating.
I don't think we were that, like, I didn't think we were in that rough of a spot.
Got a lot of comments on that yesterday.
I would assume so.
Yeah, it really, you know, that blew through people.
Oh, yeah, I figured it would have. It got me.
So if you want to make amends with somebody, if you want to patch the fences, if you want to do whatever you got to get done, you got 402 days.
Well, I don't know that, like, the world is ending. It's just the United States is.
Well, but that's where we are.
Problems, I guess.
But that's where we are.
Did he specify what he means by the United States is going to end?
You know, you'd have to hear the interview to really understand it.
I'll have to listen to it.
Yes, it's a fascinating piece.
I mean, it sounds it.
And it's hilarious because the day before, the material bag was getting a little light on the show. I was relying on some things, because here's what happens. You do a show like this every day of your life, and some days the material bag is just not as full. There's just not a whole lot of stuff going on in the world. And interestingly enough, the day before, I was relying back on some of the simpler things of a simpler time, You know, what does this restaurant serve? What are they known for? That sort of thing. And clearly, we have done that before. And I was relying back on that. And I thought, well, the material bag might be getting a little light. So, then you come on Thursday with headline news, first anywhere, that the United States of America is coming to an end in 402 days. So we just picked that old no material in the bag right up. Threw that right out.
I don't know, man. That sounds like an awful big guess there.
It was a big day. By the way, the phone lines are open if you have anything you'd like to say. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, the mayor was also on this week for his monthly visit. And he kind of went heavy after the auditor this week. Our current auditor, Miranda McGinnis, says he has no confidence in her. And here we go again. This happened with the last auditor.
I don't know the situation all too well, but how certain is it that it's necessarily her fault? 'Cause
well, the problem is that when people ask her questions, city council members or other people during city council meetings, she says she doesn't know the answers. And apparently now the city is starting to accrue fines for things that she's not taking care of that's her job in a timely manner.
Well, and you said this is the one who's running unopposed.
Running unopposed, has never run for office. She just was appointed after Robert Landon had to resign for several problems of similar nature. He didn't know the answer to things and was accruing some fines for the city.
So she was appointed?
She was appointed to fill out his term.
I see. Well, it doesn't look like they made too good of a choice, apparently.
Well, things seem to be going better there for a while, but now seems like there's some trouble.
I mean, the...
And she's coming back regardless because she's running unopposed in the fall.
Well, somebody could run.
Not now. Too late. Too late. You had your shot. It's gone.
Well, that's great. That's good.
And possibly could get a raise, because if they vote the pay raises in December, on December 11th, not only will the mayor get a raise, not only will the law director get a raise, but the auditor will get a raise.
I don't know. That's a lot of money to be just shuffling around there.
But this is what we've come to. This is where we are. I'll tell you, the mayor was wide open on Tuesday. Everybody I've talked to about that interview said, boy, he was really far more open than he has been in the past. He went after the auditor. He went after the quality of candidates in Marion. He said that taking away the Coliseum as a voting location was a travesty. I mean, he was really letting it rip.
I think taking away the Coliseum as a voting place is a travesty. That's where the majority of people I know who go to vote.
Not anymore. There are five different places now that they've all been shuffled out to.
Did they even replace the Coliseum, or did
well,
they just...
Well, they just broke it up into five different places.
Oh.
But the point is that, what do you think about... And we're going to get into the whole Glenn Coble interview from the other night, which, boy, I'll tell you, when they see that, that's going to make people's necks snap. But when the mayor was on, and he's talking about, that... Yes, they are qualified in the sense that they did everything you have to do to run for mayor, both Bill Collins and Glenn Coble, but that neither one of them are ready to be mayor.
I mean, I think that's probably reasonable. Neither of them have any real political experience. I mean, Glenn ran for state rep.
Yeah, but the problem becomes, this is not a good time to becoming the chief executive of Marion with no experience, when you've got an auditor who's going to be there, who our current mayor has no confidence in, and you've got a city with no bond rating for the first time in Marion history.
it doesn't seem like things are going all too well.
But who do we blame that on? We can't blame that on Bill or Glenn because they're not there yet. Is it the auditor's fault? Should somebody else have been overseeing these people? Who do we blame it on? Because, you know, blame's a big thing. How did we get here?
I would think that...
Blame the voters for voting in Robert Landon, which caused the bond rating issue? We got Miranda McGinnis appointed because of Robert Landon. Do we blame somebody who's currently there for... Should there have been more oversight? I don't know.
I don't know. That's... I mean... You always gotta kinda take... So, like, the voters kinda gotta take some of the blame, I think, because they voted them in. But other than that, I think it's probably the auditor's fault.
Which one? The current one Landon. Or the previous? Well, you know what? He's gone, though, so you can't blame him.
Well, I mean, to my knowledge, he put them in the precarious situation that they're in.
Well, this would be the statement that elections have consequences.
Oh, yeah.
People sure. think they don't. People think that, you know, vote whoever and we'll be fine. Well, here we are. And I still don't understand why nobody ran every election for at least 50 years for mayor that we've had. Somebody from city council ran. Nobody this time. At least they had some insight of the inner workings of government.
How long have they been on the board?
Who's that?
Just people on the board.
City council?
Yeah.
It depends on who it is. Some have been there quite a while.
I would think. I mean, I don't know. I think it would make sense for one of the people who had been there for quite a while to run.
You would think, but nobody did.
That's interesting.
So now you've got a former police chief... And somebody who ran for state rep. One of those people is going to be your next mayor.
I suppose the outcome... It could always be worse, I guess.
I don't know. I guess it all depends on what they would do in that position. Don't you think we should know, before we go to vote on November the 7th, how these people plan to fix this problem?
I do, yeah. I think that's probably... good thing to do is to explain your thoughts there.
It's very interesting to me, but we'll see what happens. Again, phone lines are open. We had a phone call yesterday. Three times the person tried to call in, and they could not get through. They either couldn't hear us or we couldn't hear them. I don't know what was going on. So if that's you yesterday, give us a buzz, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Or anybody else out there who wants to talk about anything. You don't got to talk about the mayor or anything else. Anything that's on your mind or Amazing Kreskin. We'll talk about it open and free here on Friday morning, the last Friday in the month of September. 740-383-9944. Monday, Buckeye Guy was on the program. And at the end of our little talk about the Notre Dame game, he invited me to an Ohio State game with him.
I am so sad. I didn't watch. That probably would have been the best college football game of the year.
Apparently, it was record-breaking ratings for NBC.
I don't watch college football. I didn't watch the game because I assumed Ohio State was going to blow out Notre Dame.
They did not.
They did not.
Went down to the last play.
Yep. I mean, I guess it sounds like a good game. It was a game that I would have liked to watch, but it's just not worth my time. Because I usually, like, when you watch college football, it looks like... Like, when I went and watched Youngstown play, I don't remember how many points Ohio State put up, but I know Youngstown put up 7.
Well, this week is an off week, so nothing going on this week. But next week, Buckeye Guys invited me down to the tailgate, and he said, I'll get your ticket so you can come into the game.
Who do they play then?
Maryland.
That'd be a good game.
See, but here's the thing. I'd have to spend the whole day with Buckeye Guy.
What you got against spending the
day with Buckeye Guy? I got nothing against him. He's just an exuberant fellow. And I think, you know, him and his territory, his home turf there in the stadium, you know, 3 or 4 hours of that,
I think that'd be pretty fun. I'd do at least one game with Buckeye Guy.
I don't know. We'll see. We got 7 days to figure that out.
Especially against Maryland. Maryland's always... I think Maryland will be a good game.
But you know, where does Buckeye Guy sit?
I have no clue. He probably has season, like permanent tickets.
Well, he sits near the cameras. I know that.
He sits near the cameras.
The cameras love him. They love to go there when something's going on.
Is he the only one of the Ohio State superfans you've met?
No, I met Buckeye Man, and I believe I've met Big Nut. What a name, Big Nut. Who wants a name like Big Nut? Go ahead, caller.
Hey, good morning, Scott and Matt. Matt, happy birthday.
Thank you.
So what part of town are you in?
I'm almost in the neck of the woods to the station. I'm running late this morning.
Well, that's good. So anything catching your ear this morning on the air? Hello? Are you there? Oh, we're having a Larry King moment here. Are you there, caller? Caller, are you there? Uh-oh. Call us back. Oh, jeez. It was a Larry King. We were having trouble with that yesterday.
Maybe you need a new phone.
Well, no, because other people were calling in and hearing us just fine.
I have no clue.
Oh, my. Maybe Sean's phone died.
Maybe.
Hope he didn't get in an accident.
That'd be no good.
Wreck into somebody out there. Go ahead, caller.
Oh, good morning, you guys. Can you hear me now? It's like a Verizon commercial.
Wow, it's more. It reminded me of the old Larry King show.
Oh, is that what it was? Hey, Houston, can you hear me? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, right? Are you there?
Are you there? Yes, I did, when you guys were talking about the current auditor... I might come to her defense a little.
Well, go right ahead.
No, I'm not... I think...
Are you trying to date her?
No, I'm just going to have to stick up for her a little bit here. I mean, everybody's taking things at her. Now, here's the deal. Okay, she was appointed, you know, by the party now. Now she's independent. And so here's the deal. She was appointed. So, obviously, it's our fault for putting her in there. Republicans was died because that's who she was running for. Is that correct? Or am I wrong on that?
The Republicans did appoint her because Robert Landon was a Republican, and so they had the office.
Absolutely. So it's their fault for not researching or have put their brains to the head and use their brains and say, "Hey, let's pick the better, you know, a candidate that has a little bit more experience." So it's not her fault that we threw her in there like that. Didn't have any experience.
Yeah, but now, should you offer yourself up for a position like that if you don't know what you're doing?
I think anybody would. I mean,
really?
I don't. Absolutely.
I would not. Listen, after the debacle that everybody had seen, which led to the resignation of an auditor, I believe for the first time in Marion, that took a city through. Fines and all kinds of things. I think by that point, I would not want to be the person to come in and clean up that mess if I didn't know what I was doing.
Well, I mean, I think anybody would, because anybody wants to succeed in life, right? I mean, anybody wants to move on, move up, get promoted, or whatever. I mean, that's just the way nature works. And so I think she's trying, but I just don't think they gave her the right tools. And plus, like Matt said earlier, the mayor before that was a blooming idiot, you know, he didn't do his job correctly.
Auditor, not mayor, right? Auditor. We don't want to offend people. Auditor, right?
Oh, auditor, yes.
Yeah, because I want you to call the mayor a blooming idiot.
Oh, did I say blooming mayor? I apologize.
You said mayor, yes.
Oh, my bad. I'm still waking up. My bad, Scott Searcher. No, I think Scott's doing a wonderful job. It's too bad he's leaving. Too bad he wasn't going to stay, you know. I think this problem would have been fixed if he were to stay, right?
Well, I don't know. I mean, he's there now. I mean,
well, he can't stay now. It's already done.
No, he can't stay. But she's been the auditor for the last about 2 years now.
No, I'm talking about mayor. I was talking about mayor Scott.
Right. I know what you're. But I'm saying he's been the mayor while she's been the auditor for about the last 2 years. So
Right.
I mean,
right. And I think, like I said, I'm just going to have to stick it for her now a little bit. Now, somebody needs to go in there and mentor her a little bit. I mean, that new, hire somebody to come in there and help her out. You know, try to get everything straightened up.
Why, prior to Robert Landon, did we have auditors who did not need this kind of help? And we did just fine.
I don't know. Mary's broken. Mary's definitely broken. I mean, we like I said, we have a population of what? What is our population right now? 50-some thousand, maybe, or something?
Well, the county is about 65. The city, a little over 30.
Yeah. So, here we are, Marion County. Our jobs are going away. They can't keep anything. And we're going to use Dublin, Georgia, for example, because I know somebody that lives down there.
Well, the unemployment rate, actually, in Marion is low right now.
Unemployment is low. That's because people are going outside of Marion. They're not staying in Marion and work. Because all the jobs in Marion are crap hole jobs. Most of them say for Whirlpool and everything else. But if you just want to make a living, you're going to go outside. You're going to travel outside of Marion.
Well, it's interesting.
Delaware,
it's
Columbus.
It's an interesting conversation, though, because Whirlpool no longer uses a temp service because they want to hire people. Yachio is currently hiring directly for a very decent wage. Because they can't find enough people. Now, why are people not taking those jobs?
Well, it depends on the situation. I mean, I think it's all about the job description. If, you know, like, you're going to get a better, just a decent, more wage if you go to Delaware, depending on Marion, right? I think if you do a statistics, I think you're going to notice that people travel outside of Marion more than they do and Marion, besides the people that's already been at Whirlpool and the Yachio for a long time.
Well, but I think
if you look at the numbers,
I think
people
if you start
outside of the
but I think if you start to crunch the gas numbers at this point and the wear and tear on cars and things of that nature, I think it would not be that. And I think one of the problems here is that we can't. Yachio has constantly been hiring.
And why is that?
That's a good question. Why is it?
Yeah, somebody needs to research. Why is that? It's because it's a Japanese company that is working people to the bone 7 days a week, or what? I don't know. We need to figure that out. There's a problem.
Well, they're a subsidiary of Honda.
It's like the crate problem.
People wanted that for years. It's a subsidiary of Honda. I don't know why people are not jumping on that.
I don't know either. That's a good question.
I think people in general don't generally can't pass a drug test, and you're not going to pass a drug test in Marion or Delaware, wherever you go. They cannot, a lot of people have, they don't want to work those type of hours. They don't want to work no matter what the wage is. I mean, McDonald's hires in for a livable wage now, certainly well above the minimum wage, but people don't take those jobs.
I'm coming into the studio right now.
Okay. So we'll continue that conversation momentarily, but the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Matt, weigh in.
I think people probably don't take a lot of those jobs because it's hard work for usually, like, long hours.
Well, so why go other places?
Less work.
Less work?
Yeah, you're not. It's not such backbreaking work.
Well, that's it's an interesting conversation to have because. And by the way, the phone lines are open 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. It's an interesting conversation to have, but back to the auditor, which is where we started. I don't know, we veered off that for a minute. So again, back to the auditor. So what was the point about the auditor?
The point about the auditor, I'm going to have to go on her side a little. Now, I'm not saying she's doing the greatest job. Because I can't tell her that because I've not been in that position either. And who knows what I would do. But, you know, it's not her fault because we put her in there.
No, who did? Who put her in there?
The group. They elected her.
The Republicans.
Yeah.
Well, so we blame them?
So I'm about to go, I blame them.
Yeah, but what does that do at this point? It's already done.
Well, yeah. So that's when we need to bring somebody in there to give her a little bit of help.
Okay, but now here's the problem overall.
I mean, we're throwing all this money around now, right?
Well, I don't know
all
if we are
raises and stuff like that.
We haven't voted those in yet, but
no. But I'm just saying that's what's on the. I mean, but we're worried about raises. See, this here's the problem. I'm sorry to interrupt you here, but here's the problem. We are worried about more money, giving out money, than fixing the issue. We got to fix the issue before we get more money. Correct.
Well,
Matt.
What's the question? We got to worry about
fixing the problems, then worry about money.
Okay, well, maybe our caller has a solution to this. Let's check out what the caller has to say here this morning. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Adam. Go ahead.
Did a certain crafty person go from talking in his car to talking in the studio?
Yes, he's in the studio now.
It sounded like he was talking on the phone in the car, or he was walking down the road, and suddenly I walk in, it sounds like he's in the studio. Yeah.
Hold on, we're getting his headset hooked up here, Matt. Adam, hold on. One of you people, hold on a second. Wait, let's get his headset hooked up here. Matt has spilled his drink. Sean's spilling the headset. We don't have the headset plugged in. All right, go ahead, Adam. He can hear you now.
Okay, that's glad I'm not crazy, because I went to go to the boys' room and get coffee, and suddenly Sean sounded like he was in the studio. I mean, with the cards that she's been dealt, guys, I mean, you're right, Sean. I don't think you or I could do the job. I mean, we can stick with computers and things that we're good at. I mean, she was dealt a very tricky hand of cards, to put it mildly, and I admire her for doing that. I mean, I don't quite know how she has. I don't know what she can do. I mean, it's a mess. You're walking into an ugly situation, and the fact that she's still doing it, I mean, my hat goes off.
I have a question here, Adam. Hold on. I have a question, Adam, because I don't understand. I don't know the woman at all. I don't think I've ever met her in person. I've seen her at meetings. But now, wait a second. It was very well covered by all the news in this town. We covered it. The Marion Star covered it on the front page of the paper. I don't know how many days. The auditor left in resignation because fines were being rung up against the city.
Yeah,
so why?
We can't just get a loan.
Yeah, but hold on. I'm not done with the question. I'll let you know when I'm done with the question. So all this is being done. Why would you offer yourself up for a position like that when you know it's not just the auditor's position? You're coming into a storm. You're coming into a mess.
It's not always clear when you're done, so I'll just assume that you're
done. I'll say I'm done. Go ahead.
I don't mind a challenge, Scott. I mean, if you're not.
But if you're not up to the challenge, why would you offer yourself for that position?
You may not know what's going on, and you know if you don't stimulate the brain. You know, I get back to the gym and to exercise. The brain needs exercise, especially as you get older. And goodness sakes, you know, I'm no spring chicken. The brain needs exercise just like other parts of your body, and yeah, she's getting exercise. And I don't know the situation, but the fact that she's doing it, it's, you know, you use a colloquial term to explain, but I think you know what I mean, and I admire her for that.
I got to come back on this. Adam, how did she not know the problem she was getting into?
Well,
it was well documented in the newspaper.
Someone has to do it, Scott. Somebody has to do it,
but do we even know if this lady has any experience?
I don't know.
You tell me who has really has experience.
Seems like a very
a
nice
CPA.
Lady. I've heard as a person, she's great. I don't know, Scott, but someone has to do it.
Okay, well let's say this: 2 years
into
your term,
we don't have any CPAs with PhDs from Harvard knocking on our door.
Well, is she even a CPA? Can we find a CPA?
I don't know.
I don't need one from Harvard. I can take one from Otterbein. It doesn't matter at this point.
But I admire her for taking on the challenge, because no, I wouldn't do it, and I admire that. I mean, I know what challenges are appropriate for me, which ones aren't, and she knew it, and I don't know the whole. There are things that I know a lot about, as you know. This is not one of them, but I admire anybody who's willing to go feet first into this as she is doing.
Well, again, I think it comes back to what the mayor was saying. I think it comes back to what
a big mess. No bond rating.
I think it comes back to what the mayor said on Tuesday, is we are not getting quality people offering themselves up for jobs that need some kind of background in that job. And I don't understand why that is. And listen, fine, when she first came in, I think a lot of people were willing to give her a pass because a lot of stuff was going on at that time. But 2 years into this, and she still can't answer questions that city council has? She has to go check on everything? I think that's irritating people.
Yeah, it's hard to delineate it, Scott. There certainly are some very touchy situations, and what Scott S., he'd be Scott S. number two, I guess, said, we have two mayoral candidates whose heart is in it, but what is their experience? And, you know, I'm glad I like his communication experience. You know, we know he's a great guy who will work with people of all political views. Bill, the other candidate, law enforcement background. I like the idea that Marion, by the day, it seems like it's getting cleaner and safer. And I think putting someone from law enforcement as mayor, that'll certainly help that. But what is their experience as what's essentially the CEO of a city? I think they're both smart enough to do it. Scott Scherzer came in as a teaching background, the city council background, also quite a bit younger when based on his age, I think 30s when he became mayor. That's a textbook list of qualifications. But give the person a chance. You know, with Miranda Scott, it's hard to say, but I admire anybody who's willing to do that. And let's hope that we can dig out from under this. So maybe a little ironic. Marion's getting safer. We see that by the day downtown getting revitalized. Yet we have these internal problems with the books. And let's hope that can get solved, and we can all get along.
Matt, do you have anything to say here?
I think that she.
I can't hear Matt Scott.
But he's talking.
I think that if the auditor, how do I phrase it? I think if the auditor, so she's been in the office now for two.
About a couple years.
I think that you at this point in time. You're going to need to see like an uptick in like her, you know, you're gonna have to see her progress in the job. Otherwise, we're gonna have to get somebody who could possibly do a better job.
There you go.
I can't hear a thing he said, Scott. So can you tell me what he said?
Yes, we're gonna need an uptick in the person after 2 years, or a better person will have to be in that job.
Well, I think that pretty much sums it up.
I don't
see any PhDs from Harvard or Princeton knocking on our door. Maybe.
Well, again, is she even a CPA? Do we know that?
I'd have to look, Scott. I probably should have researched her more before I called. But again, I admire that she's willing to do it, and I wouldn't. And I, you know me, I love a challenge as much as anybody, and you learn from this. But it's I don't know the answer. You know, I'm not going to. You know, there are things I do know the answer on, or think I do, and things I have a good scientific analysis of. This I don't, and I hope that we can pull ourselves up from our bootstraps. Let me just look it up, Scott. Well, I said me and Miranda and I are connected on Facebook, so let's see. She's not related, not closely related to Mike McGinnis. I guess I was always questioning that. You know, you do hear these last names that come up a lot in Mary, and you wonder, like, who's related. So, let's see here. Well, she's from San Diego, studied accounting at Western Governors University. Was not familiar with that school.
Earlier.
It's an online university driven by a mission to expand access to higher education. So, former agency manager at DiPolo & Associates Allstate Insurance. She's had insurance and banking background, and that's obviously good. He would appear to be, well, based on high school graduation, about 32. Good age.
She has a little bit of experience, but whatever's going on, we don't know.
So, I mean, I see basic qualifications. I don't really know her. You know, I guess, you know, there are people that kind of come up. Sue McGowan, I talked to her online. She's a very interesting lady for sure, but Miranda, I don't really know her. I feel even on an acquaintance level, but it's hard to say, Scott. Certainly, she is a person who doesn't mind the challenge, and I let's hope we can again pull ourselves up by our bootstraps and learn from this and continue to grow. It's maybe the one missing link in making Marion. The most awesome small city in the whole whole Buckeye State.
We shall see. Thanks, Adam.
Yeah, okay. Well, have a good day, guys.
All right. Again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. The online forum of the airwave. Now, so the point is what, after all this?
The point is that I can't put the fault on her all the way. Now, see, here's the problem that Marion County has, okay? Marion City, Marion County, whatever. I think we need...
Wait, why isn't she asking for help? Now, that's a question I have. Because nobody's the auditor's boss.
Maybe she interviewed her.
Well, I don't think that... First of all, I don't think she would do an interview at this point, because when people are under a storm like this, they tend not to want to do interviews. But number two, why doesn't she ask for help? Don't you find that... That's one thing the mayor did say on Tuesday, is that nobody asks for help.
Well, that's the problem. Everybody thinks they're King Tut. But I think what we need to do is we need to open up Marion County. I know you have to be in Marion County, Marion City, to run. Now, we need to make a law that anybody of surrounding counties or whatever can apply. See, we're not getting, like, CPAs running for...
I think the county auditor has been there for a long time, and she's doing a great job.
I'm not saying that part. I'm talking about all these new stuff. This new stuff that's going on. I think what we need to do is we need to open it up and bring people outside of Marion County that can run the position.
Yeah, but it's an elected position. That's the way the government was set up.
I know.
That's not going
to
happen.
To me, I think the law needs to be changed. So, Matt, you're young. Let's start a new law.
Well,
it wouldn't be a law. It would be amending the Constitution, but I don't think that can be done unless you're a charter city at this point. Go ahead.
Are you talking about the auditor, Scott?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, I'm outside on the porch because I talk loud and I wake people up. The thing is, I thought the mayor said that she didn't ask the deputy something that she could ask questions to.
Yeah, the former auditor now works in the mayor's office prior to Robert Landon, and apparently she was not asking any questions, the current auditor. And we lost that caller. Well, if that's you, call us back. 740-383-9944 if you want to make your point.
740-383-9944. If Verizon's having issues this morning.
I don't know. I don't know how bringing anybody in. We've got 35,000 people in this city. For years and years and years, we did not have issues with auditors. So the problem now is what?
I don't know. How old is this auditor?
I don't know. Adam said something. 30-something? Early, mid-30s?
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know. I think we have a new breed out there that is out there, and the old school people are just going away.
But the city elects them. You had an auditor in there.
Well, she was just thrown in there.
Well, no, she had to offer herself up and say, I want this job.
Well, anybody would do that.
Right? Well, I don't think a lot of people did.
Knowing the situation that the old auditor put Marion in, I don't think that anybody would have volunteered
for
the job.
Well, because the knock on him was he did not know what he was doing. So why, if you didn't know what you were doing, would you offer yourself up for that position?
Yeah, you watched all the backlash come to this man.
To where he had to resign.
Yeah, and then you just go...
Well, I'll tell you what it is. People think about the dollar sign.
Okay, so that is her fault. That's not... How's that anybody else's fault?
But I'm saying, I mean, they're the ones, hey, this run, I'm sure they went to her.
I don't think they went to her.
You don't think that she just offered herself up?
Well, that's what they do when somebody vacates a position like that, is the party, if you're a member of that party, they will say, on this date, we will interview people, and we will choose the best person for that position. So she offered herself up.
So why didn't they do a little bit more background on her?
Well, apparently she does have some accounting background.
So there you go. So we can't blame her all the way.
Why can't we?
Because they're the one who elected her.
She has an accounting, not elected, but a choser.
Yeah, choser.
So she was chosen. She has an accounting background. And 2 years later, when city council asked her a question, she can't answer anything.
Well, I mean, obviously it takes 2 to 3 years.
Well, I don't know what it takes. But I think it's an interesting position because I'm not sure. Here we are. I'm not sure that blaming anybody is going to get us any better position. Who's going to get us out?
Right now, we're in trouble all the way around. We're in trouble all the way around the circle. The Marion County's in trouble all the way around. All the way from the mayor all the way down. We're in trouble right now.
Well, I can't say about the mayor yet. I know that there are no qualifications there as far as previous city government. But, I, you know, we're going to have to see how they do before I make a judgment on them.
No, I'm not saying they're going to be they're bad candidates. I'm just saying we're in trouble because people don't have the experience from top to the bottom right now.
All right, but I just...
Besides Scott, you know, and Scott learned that he went to city council, so he knew the walls of the city and everything. But right now, it's, you know, we have a former chief of police running. He's a deputy chief right now. We have Glenn Global. He ran for...
Do you think that maybe the reason we're in this is because in the last 7 years, everybody votes the party and not the person?
I believe so.
Oh, my goodness. I think nobody brings that up.
I think you nailed it on the head. I think people do the D and do the everything else, and they just don't pay attention to it.
Well, how do you fix that?
Take the DNR. But it has nothing to do with money. Just take the DNR off the ballot, and all of a sudden people gotta put some effort into thinking.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. You know what? I figure in these the auditor's an elected position, the mayor's an elected position. You vote for them.
It's just the way it goes. I mean, like I was going back to before. You know, look what we have in Marion County. Okay. Like the far as like, you know, restaurants and all that. And a lot of politicians, they bring that do those jobs in. They bring them in. They talk about it and, you know. What has this can-do? Did we serve that can-do?
That's a city, though.
Yeah, did we serve the can-do?
I don't know. I think so.
Yeah. Aren't they supposed to be the ones that bring jobs into Marion and all that?
Well, one of the problems with jobs into Marion, again, the unemployment rate is low. So they feel that they're doing their job, I'm sure.
Well, unemployment is low is because people
And the city is also not operating at a deficit.
See, I would like to know the statistics and see how many people are traveling outside of Marion to go to jobs.
Even
going grocery shopping.
Right, but if the city is not operating at a loss, if we're not in a debt, what more do you want done?
I mean, how much rainy day fund do we have in there?
I'm sure there's some.
We probably have a lot of rainy day fund, and I think that's part of the problem. We should never have a high rainy day fund just setting in an account for, because we're never going to have a. What is the odds of having a disaster in Marion County? Most of the tornadoes, they don't happen too often. Maybe like a little bit of high winds. We're not going to have a, God forbid, a earthquake. We have earthquakes.
I think the local rainy day fund started to accumulate when the state said we're going to have our own rainy day fund. The state used to give back that money that was sent.
And we don't do that anymore.
And we don't do that anymore.
Yeah.
So the cities had to create their own.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I don't know why they quit doing that. Why did they quit giving out the money back?
That started under Kasich.
Is that what it was? Oh, yeah. Yeah, and Kasich. We can go to that with that level.
But my point is, I guess if the city is not operating at a loss, and they do have money to do things, and the county is not operating at a loss, we're not talking about the city being in financial trouble. What we're talking about is that people don't know their jobs, don't know what they're doing.
Well, it's because we're not mentoring people very well in this town.
Well, I mean, shouldn't you know what... Again, shouldn't you have some experience in that position before you run for it?
I think if you're going to, run/apply for a position or job, you should probably know the job description fairly well, so you know what you're getting yourself into.
Well, see, most people don't do that.
Well, like, there you go.
But they don't.
Herein lies the problem.
Shouldn't
the voters look at it then?
I think so. I'm just making the obvious. I'm just making point.
I don't know. Okay, let's say that, a lot of people that go like you said, in the 2 minutes we have left in this hour, we'll continue at 10:15. But in the 2 minutes left here, okay, you don't want to blame her. So who do you want to blame?
I want to blame the group,
the Republican group that put her in charge.
Put her in charge.
Okay,
because they should have did a little bit more background checking. And
how do you know how somebody's going to do in a position when you get a group of candidates and one of them apparently does have some accounting experience? Maybe you think she's going to do okay.
Well, then after 2 years, if she's still not doing her job, then why are we keeping her in there?
Because she's the only one who's offered to run for
this
position.
There you go.
So where are the candidates?
There we go. So the American people, that is causing
the American people.
Huh?
Not the American people, the Marion people.
Marion people, American people, whatever. They're still Americans. I don't know.
Not all of them.
Not all of them. We probably have some Latinos and everything. But, enough to say, we have a problem in Marion. That's all I'm going to say.
Which is?
electing the wrong people.
Okay. Well, I don't know how... That's the people.
Yeah.
I guess that's on the people.
Yeah.
Matt, 1 minute.
I think the people of Marion don't have a strong sense of community service. I don't think that they honestly care all that much about what's going on in the government of Marion.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree.
Well... Then I don't know how you fix that.
Yeah, I don't.
So when, I don't it, know. When it's you can't run for mayor.
When it's falling apart, what are you gonna do?
You gotta get people to
move in the city next year.
I don't know. All I know is that it's fascinating to me because I don't think most people don't even know that the pay raise is going on for the mayor. So I don't know how you keep people interested. I guess people are looking at TikTok and they're looking at YouTube and they're reading blogs and they don't have time. They're worried about the presidential election, not the local election that's actually going to impact them.
Oh, absolutely. You know, forget about Marion County. I think that's what the problem is. We think about, everybody thinks about dollar signs, right? Everybody wants the money dollar. Everybody wants that money. And that's part of the problem. And that's maybe that's part of what she was looking at. Like, you know, I don't know how much the county auditor makes, but the city auditor, I mean. I don't know what she makes. More than I do, I'm sure.
But we're going to talk. Well, we're going to talk more about this at 10:15 this morning. Pastor Whitaker's coming up next. Matt and Sean will be back at 10:15. Pastor Craig at 11, and the whole group together. Pastor Craig, Matt, and Sean at 12:15. Stay tuned.
Of course, because everyone does love you, but at the same time, you have to look at yourself and see whether they're right or not.
Do you go home at night, Helen, and think, "My goodness, this person said that. This person said that." Does it keep you up at nights?
Well, I don't say it keeps me up at night. I have